USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI and Justice Department have announced they found no federal crime was committed after a noose was found in the stall of NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. The FBI statement saying the FBI has completed their investigation at Talladega Super Speedway and determined that Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. They're also saying that the garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose had been in that specific stall since 2019. As construction of the border wall continues along the U.S.-Mexico border, acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says lots of progress is being made.
The 220 miles of wall system we have in right now are 220 new miles of wall system that gives us an enhanced capability that we never had.
The president, along on that visit, is now in Phoenix delivering a speech to supporters. USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump's rally on Saturday night drew a huge audience for one of the major news channels that actually carried it live. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Despite scenes of unoccupied blue seats at the Bank of Oklahoma Center on Saturday night, President Trump still managed to draw a massive TV audience as the Fox News channel drew a total audience of 7.66 million viewers between the hours of 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, far ahead of the non-rally coverage that was airing on CNN and MSNBC at the time. It was also the largest Saturday audience in Fox News Channel's 24-year history, and it was the network's highest-rated telecast of the year after the president's State of the Union address.
The Los Angeles County Public Health Director is saying it's highly likely that the George Floyd protests are causing a spike in coronavirus cases. In the past 2 weeks, there were more than 46,000 new cases in California. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
Sales of new homes in May rose over 16%, with many areas of the country reopening. The Commerce Department reporting that single-family home sales rose to a seasonally adjusted rate of 676,000 in the last month. Tim Rodd is a real estate and housing expert. He tells Fox Business, with many folks still working from home, new home sales are really seeing a surge.
The inventory is really viewed as obsolete by a lot of new home buyers. They're too far out, the houses are 50 years old, and they require too much work. Builders are really capitalizing on that and building entry-level homes now that satisfy the demand for office space, home gym space.
The Democratic-led House of Representatives has passed a bill along party lines blocking the Trump administration from obtaining citizenship information. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more on the story.
President Donald Trump's administration would be barred from gathering citizenship data through administrative records under a bill introduced in the House, marking the latest challenge to an order Trump issued after the Supreme Court nixed his plan to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. The bill introduced by House Democrats would nullify Trump's order last July directing the U.S. Census Bureau to gather citizenship information from the administrative records of federal and state agencies. The citizenship data could give states the option of creating legislative districts that exclude non-citizens from the population count.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.